Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Bulldogs camp. We're catching up with their development manager, Jamie Maddox. Jamie, thanks for your time on K-Rock Football. Tom King, Ben Castanelia and Tom Lonergan calling the action tonight. Big game of footy for your footy club. It's hard to say at the halfway mark you're playing eight-point games, but almost this is one of those.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it definitely is. It's a strange part of the year, actually, to be playing up here in winter in Gold Coast in, you know, pretty good weather. It's 23 degrees today, but you're right, it's going to be an important game for us coming forward with quite a few more games in 19 days.
You're in some good form at the moment. What's Bevo been able to put the finger on to say, yeah, this is what we're doing really well, and when we're doing this well, that's when we win games of footy?
Oh, I think, to be honest, this hub is sort of really made for Bevo and his chance to spend his time with the players and weave his magic with his storytelling. It's more about us just being together and enjoying our time, and good things flow on the field from there. Definitely enjoying each other's company, enjoying the sun, and trying to take the positives out of a situation where we're feeling for everyone in Melbourne and missing everyone at home. But he's just brought the group together. He's swinging changes every week just to keep everyone fresh and up and about, and it seems to be paying dividends on the field.
Cody Waitman's played two games, but he's turning himself into a bit of a Queensland specialist. It's like he'll never want to come home.
Well, you know, he likes to hang 10 on his days off, so he's really enjoying it up here, Cody. And as soon as we got him, we knew he had something special. He's got that talent that obviously our recruiters really enjoyed, and our players love playing with him. Early January, early February, they were really keen to unleash him and see him debut. And it was no surprise what he did in round one. I think he found it a little bit tougher in round two, but that's AFL footy, and you come back to earth pretty quick. But he'll be fine. He'll have a good career, Cody.
Jamie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You obviously did your time in the under-18 competition at the Chargers and the Stingrays and played at St Bede's Men's Home. Was that where you made or your connection with Luke Beveridge at St Bede's?
Yeah, that's it. After I finished playing, I sort of stopped loving the game and didn't really want to take it any further. We had a lot of injuries as a junior, some big injuries, and went to St Bede's. I didn't go to school there, but played footy with a few mates that were going to school there, so I joined in. Bevo came to play with us the first year, and from there, when he was coaching us, I was lucky enough to be in the three-peat grand finals, and we stood in, kept in touch from there, and I just wanted to have kids feel like I felt when he coached me, you know, a really positive person that supported you and wanted you to go well and don't dwell on the things you can't do and have a lot of fun, and I feel like that's what I've been able to do for young players that I've been able to be attached to at those levels, and I really enjoyed my time at the TAC and the state academy, and if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here I am now.
So he obviously, I mean, it goes without saying, but it was his coaching that sort of inspired you down that path. Had he not been the coach of St Bede, you may not have ever taken on a role as a coach and may have gone in a completely different direction.
I'd say that's 100% correct. I really didn't like footy. Coming through, every young boy's dream is to play AFL, and as I said, I'd broken my ankle three times before I turned 18, so my top 8 year was horrendous, and I didn't really enjoy the coaching that I was getting at the time, so I was sort of done with footy, besides the recreation aspect. And without him, the way he made me feel in those years, I felt like I just wanted every kid who came through those pathways to feel like they were more than a footballer and enjoy their time, not just have the pressures on them to make it, but also just to enjoy the time they have there and actually get better and take those skills to local clubs or their own coaching careers when it finished. So he was definitely a driving force behind me coaching.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's great that, I mean, at the end of the day, kids play footy because they enjoy it and they have fun as kids. And sometimes I think we get to the AFL level and the fun gets sucked out of it at times, and you've got to sort of find ways to keep it exciting. You're obviously in the player development space. What's your role throughout the week that you're in the hub now? What's your week look like?
So as it's pretty much a head of a development role, so I'm looking after the first and second year players, and myself and Daniel Jan Syracuse take those players through some education, whether that be some off-field stuff, some on-field education that might come out of the games. G is coaching the scratch matches that we've been conducting up here, and I've been assisting him with that. Just more so just having a different set of ears for them, so we can listen to them with their problems, with their issues, with what they're enjoying, and just really bring them along in their development, whether that is at the top AFL level or if it is playing in those scratchies, which is hard at the moment, but they're doing such a great job, and Shea does a great job. He's a great coach. He's got a really bright future Hopefully he gets a head senior role at some point. But we just look after the young ones and spend time with them. And again, try and help them enjoy it. Because if when they enjoy things, they play much better football, which we all know. You'll be able to watch Bailey Smith tonight and Marcus Montempelli. They enjoy what they do. And that's why they're able to excel.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Bulldogs development manager Jamie Maddox. Here's Tom Lonigan on K-Rock Footy.
Jamie, good luck tonight, mate. I just wanted to talk about Caleb Daniel and the move with his position down back. It has been an inspired move. He's been playing brilliantly, and his ball use, especially out of the halfback, has been really critical to the Dogs over the last six or seven games. Can you tell us about the reasoning behind moving him back? Obviously, his ball use is important, but was that Bevo's call or one of the other assistants?
Yeah, I'd say it was definitely Bevo's call. He's played a number of roles for us since he's been at the club. He hasn't missed much football. He's been, you know, for a little fella, he's so durable and he gets up every week and he has an impact. I think he can play in any position on the ground. We just felt that we needed a really good ball user from behind the ball. And he's got great vision. He's got great time. He slows the game down around him. He makes people miss, makes people, you know, judge and where he's going to go and they get it wrong. But he could play. He could play at any in any spot on the ground and do what he's doing. I actually coached against him when he was 18 in the national champs. I was midfield coach of Vic Metro, and he was from South Australia. And we heard the big raps on him, and then he came out this little fellow with a helmet. And I thought this can't be the guy they're talking about. he proceeded to have 40 on the likes of Brayshaw, Petrarca, Billy Gowers, Liam Duggan. He tore those guys to shreds. So I was impressed the first time I ever saw him. So I'm not surprised at what he's doing now.
And just with Jack Riewoldt tonight, he has been in quite his touch, you'd fair to say. He has averaged 14 disposals and 4 goals against you guys since 2012. What has the backline put much work into him, and who do you expect to go to him tonight?
I think you'll see both Alex Keith and Zane Cordy and even Ethan Wood at times stand next to Jack. Jack's a champion player, and we know the Tigers are probably the best program going around at the moment. So you never doubt a champion, and these sort of the games are the ones that he bobs up in and has a major impact. So we've put a bit of time into all their forwards. You know, they're small forwards that hit the ground ball at 100 miles an hour. That's the real danger, because Jack hardly gets outmarked. And even when he's not going great and scoring goals, he's very hard to compete against, and he does the best thing for his team. So it'll be tough for our big boys down there, but hopefully we can go well against him.
Jamie, before we let you go, Caleb Daniel was mentioned by Domsey before, game 100 for him tonight. Bailey Williams, game number 50, is finally finding some consistency with his footy. But Jack McRae, game 150, and there have been 150 pretty good ones too.
Oh, they have. And again, I was lucky enough to be at Oakley Chargers the year that he was drafted. And I've seen Jack develop not only as a player, but as a person across then. He's very cheeky, he's very quiet, but he's very ticky off the field. And he's a star, Jack McRae. Very underrated, I think, in AFL circles. The things that he does for our team allow people like Bailey Smith and Marcus Montempelli and CD and all those guys to flourish. And we're wrapped for him. We had a really nice video for him yesterday, and he called himself an excitement machine in his draft interview. So he's a great man, Jack, and just hope he goes really well tonight.
Yeah, we look forward to watching him in action because he's a really good player. Jamie, we really appreciate your time. We have to let you go, but we wish you the very best of luck tonight against the Tigers. Big game for both the Dogs and the Tigers, and we're looking forward to it on K-Rock Footy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for your time, guys. Thank you.
Jamie Maddox joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, a family business celebrating over 30 years, and 2020 can be your year to jump into a Jayco.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.